Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, what's up? What's up with you? Huh? The world is going crazy, but not all by itself. It's being encouraged by the left. Dramatically encouraged by the left. Very interesting that all the stuff that Democrats accuse Republicans of, Democrats are guilty of. Like, they are everything they claim that Donald Trump was. They just do it with a little quieter style. They do it with their hate covered a little bit behind suits and dresses and nice-looking civilized outfits. But the end result is the same thing. These are two hardball political teams, Republicans and Democrats. And Democrats, at least, are as aggressive and vehement and divisive as anybody else who ever goes near politics. All right, so this is Javier Becerra. He was the Attorney General of the state of California. Now he is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Secretary of Health and Human Services. This conversation took place at the highest levels of the United States government. A Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma interviewing, asking questions of Javier Becerra, Secretary of Health and Human Services, about some language that stemmed out of the Biden budget about moms.
I just saw people.
That's not it. That's a cute little girl. I'll play you that in a sec. She's great.
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the...
All right, because this guy, this Javier Becerra character, what bothers me most about this cut is not the not the desire to destroy modern civilization so much as his unwillingness to own up to it. And that kind of bureaucratic, slimy escape he tries to pull off. Listen.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. You shifted from using the term mother to birthing people.
All right. So they, in the language of the documents generated by our government, the Democrats, the haters on the left, are removing the word mother from documentation in the government because they find it to be inappropriate.
Rather than mother. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
So they're talking now about birthing people. Birthing people.
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about, I don't know how else to explain it to you other than
I was a little taken.
Unfortunately, the senator let him off the hook here because Javier Becerra walked his way into a corner where he was going to have to explain which side he was on. Was he on the side of mothers, or does he want to turn them into birthing persons?
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about...
You're talking about what? 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 He goes right to the edge of the cliff, Becerra does, and then what?
I don't know how else to explain it to you other than...
I don't know how else to explain it, and then the dope Senator Lankford lets him off the hook.
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people. And
what is a birthing person? Are you one? Have you ever been a birthing person? Is it painful to be a birthing person or is it fun?
And I didn't know if this was a direction that you were going, if there were shifts, if there are regulatory changes that are happening related to that, or what the purpose of that is.
Being a birthing person is the pay good. Do you get good benefits?
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was.
This is the little slime ball bureaucrat, Javier Becerra, with refusing to own up to the language he's using. He's putting this language into the documents of the United States government, along with all the Democrats there. He wants to eliminate mothers. The Democrats are bumping off mothers. Don't be scared. They're not coming for you yet.
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was used in the budget.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the language used in the budget. Wait a sec. What difference does it make the language used in the budget? Are you down with birthing mothers replacing, birthing persons replacing mothers or not?
But I think it simply reflects the work that's being done.
It simply reflects the work that's being done. In other words, that's what we're doing. We're destroying the government. The senator gets smart here, and he accepts that.
Oh, I definitely get that.
I definitely get that. This is just the work that's being done. Yeah, I get that.
Oh, I definitely get that. I would only say the language is important always. We don't want to offend in our language. I get that. But would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms, that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May? Or I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some?
Well, no, of course he can't. He's a Democrat. He's a slimeball. He's a destroyer of society. He wants modern society to disappear. He wants modern man to go back to the. He wants us back in the caves.
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at
I'll take a look at the language. And what might you say? What might you see that would change what you would say? Secretary Becerra, what could you see in the language when you go back and read the 50,000 pages of gobbledygook budget and it says something about birthing persons? What might provoke you to speak and what words might come out of your mouth?
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology that was used and I can get back to you. But again, if we're trying to be precise in the language that's used.
We're trying to be precise in the language that's used, he says. Using the word mother is imprecise, but using the phrase, the construct birthing persons or birthing people, that's more specific.
Mom's a pretty good word. That's worked for a while, and I think that's pretty precise as well.
It is pretty precise. Oh, man, these people are scary. This is a big, dangerous war. These crazy socialists, communists. I don't know. There's got to be a word more dramatic. Marxist. Marxist sounds good. When you call someone a Marxist, it makes them sound dangerous, doesn't it? Doesn't this sound dangerous? And they've already got a generation of people feeling contemptuous towards the United States, because they've convinced them that white people are racists and that America was founded by white people. Therefore, America is racist. This is critical race theory. This is the backbone of what these people think. And now they're against mothers of any race. They didn't even say they want to change the names just of white mothers. All mothers, they want to get rid of the word, at least for now. You are now a birthing person. If you have born children, could you call up, please, and share how that feels? 860-522-9842. We'll take a quick break and talk more coming up on WTIC.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Any mothers upset by this? Calling all birthing people. What do you think? 860-522-9842. The rant line number, 751-4698, Louise, New Britain. Hello there.
Hello. I was never blessed to be a mother. But I can say that it's very simple. It doesn't even have a medical background. It's incredible that, disgusting that he got this job. The reason he's demeaning motherhood is because they're supporting abortion and are paying for it. That's what it is. You can't have a mother. Do you use mother? I mean, a mother shouldn't be killing her baby. But if a baby, it's not a baby, it's just, you know, a product of conception, just a machine. So you're a birthing machine, right?
Well, except that they've been doing abortion for 50 years, and they don't seem to be scrambling to find new language to hide it behind. It's been around.
I think it's slightly offensive of breeder or, you know, reducing us to just... But I also think it's extremely offensive to adoptive mothers for heart and for love and everything.
Aren't they?
Yeah, very discriminatory.
Well, that's, Amy, that's very thoughtful. I appreciate all that thinking going into this phone call. Terry and Avon. Hi, Terry.
Hey, hi. How are you? I came in on the middle of this, and I just could not wait to call you. Was it some organization that's starting this now about not saying
yes,
mother?
Yes, it's called the United States Government under Joe Biden. And we were hearing a conversation.
Well, I wish he wasn't president anyway, but that's besides the point.
It's a conversation between Javier.
It's
a conversation between Javier Becerra, who's the head of Health and Human Services, and James Lankford, who's a U.S. senator, a Republican, who was asking him questions. And the questions were, why are you guys adopting this language? They've gone through documents of language that they've generated and taking out the word mother and putting in this phrase. And the idea of, so that's what was triggering the questions. Why you eliminating the word mother
and
substituting birthing person?
And he
says, well, I have to go back and look at the budget. That's his, escape.
Well, all I can say is that everything is just getting so crazy as it is. I mean, you know, you can't say this. You can't have this in, you know, baby, it's cold outside with the song. You can't have that anymore. What on earth? I mean, I'm 66. When I was little, there was none of this going on. Now you can't say the birthing mother. I'm a mother of three. And yes, biologically, they are our children. It's not offensive to a woman who adopts a child at all. She is known as the adopted mother. And then the birthing mother may still be in contact with the adopted parent.
Wait,
who
knows? So you like you like this phrase, birthing mother? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, of course. The whole thing.
I mean, I'm sorry, birthing person. They're substituting.
Oh, I don't
the
like
word
that
mother.
At all. No, never.
Okay.
Birthing mother. And the last caller, didn't she say? Well,
no. Just don't keep repeating it. I said birthing mother by mistake. Don't keep repeating it. It's an option. They're eliminating the word mother in the United States government language of the regulations and paperwork, and they're substituting birthing person.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that clarified, because I felt like you switched sides right in the middle of the conversation. I didn't understand. 860-522-9842. Paul in Waterbury. Hi, Paul.
I'm glad I got through this. I got 5 minutes before I get to work. This whole birthing mother thing, I can't believe it. I just can't believe the crap of this. They're trying to change mother to birthing mother. And another thing, besides that, why are they wasting the taxpayers' time changing the language? It must cost money to do this. Why are they, with all the problems in the country, why the hell are they even looking at this? Much ado about nothing. This is, you know, it's a crap term, though. It really is, Todd. I can't friggin' believe it.
A what term?
A crap term. Birthing person. I have three daughters. A birthing person.
Yep.
Good God. What kind of crap is this? I'm sorry, I'm very livid. I got to go, though, Todd. I'm almost to work. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yeah, have a great shift. Thank you so much, Paul. 860-522-WTIC. Rant line, 860-751-4698. A birthing person. Are you a birthing person? Do you want to be a birthing person? Do you aspire someday to birth persons or people? In government, they usually say persons, though, don't they? They don't talk about people so much. They talk about persons. Birthing person. It is, I think. Well, I'll get the language for you exactly why they're doing this. I've got the answer. But I want to read you a little bit of it. Why are they getting rid of mothers, the Democrats, and creating birthing persons? persons. 860-522-9842. We'll talk more about it after news on WTIC.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
The Biden administration is giving mothers a new name. They have given mothers a new name. They are now called birthing people. Birthing people. 860-522-9842. Dan in Manchester. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Let me get off speakerphone.
That would, yeah, that helps, definitely.
This whole renaming of things that are actually accurately named. Did you watch that space launch of Bezos today and listen to the commentators on CNN, what they did with the language?
No, we were watching ABC. They were, what were they doing on CNN with language?
Well, they were using language which was imprecise. At first they said he launched himself into space. No, he didn't launch himself into space. He paid other
with a big
people
rubber
a lot of
band.
Money to launch himself into space. Words matter. Meaning matters. And it really just bugs me sometimes. And then they said he's 82 years young. What the? If you're 82 years old, you're old. There ain't no way you're going to say that you're young. Even if you feel young, you're old. Your body's worn out. But it's a changing of the language. I call it a bastardization, illegitimacy, and it gets people confused because they don't understand that English language is very precise. We have a word with meaning for everything.
Yes, if they're making a mistake, you know, everybody makes mistakes. If they are deliberately making a mistake.
I don't cut any slack for that. They're not making mistakes. They're just ignorant people. They don't know what they're doing, and they think they know what they're doing because they're different, they're cool, they're...
Wait, you think when the Democrats change the name of mothers to birthing people, you don't think they know what they're doing? They're just ignorant?
Of course they know what they're doing. They're just
wasting
your time and my time and our money to do something to satisfy their base, which is basically ignorant.
There we go. Okay, now I got you. Now I'm on board with you. Thank you, Dan.
The next thing they're going to be telling us is 2 + 2 = 5. And they're going to say, there, because we said so, therefore it is. It ain't.
No, I think they did that a long time ago. Thank you, Dan, for the call. They do, because what they're doing all the time, along the lines of what Dan is saying, the Democrats are doing this all the time. And when you've got the power of the media behind you, it is possible to change how the numbers add. Absolutely. I for 10 years at least on the radio, I've been telling people that Democrats are the party of racism. And this is obvious now. Listen to me. It's obvious if you haven't heard me say this, that they run the cities. Who lives? Who lives in the cities? Not just minorities, and not all minorities by any means, but at least half of minorities live in urban areas. And they vote for Democrats, blacks 90%. Hispanics, 74% roughly. They offer huge loyalty to the Democrats who hold them in permanent poverty. They use social programs to hold them in permanent poverty. They make them go to the war schools to hold them in permanent poverty. They will do nothing to stop police violence just because they don't care. They care more about winning elections, Democrats. And did I mention violence? Growing up in areas of violence and no economic activity. And Democrats, to defend themselves, run around screaming how everybody else is a racist when nobody else really is in the race business. That's the Democrats' business. Now, this is plain as can be. Anybody can see it. But try to convince somebody when the media is pounding you all day about how horrible Republicans are. Linda, hi. Did we talk already?
I have a thought about motherhood, and I think that I'm not surprised that we're going into birthing a person, because And I kind of put it on women because of feminism gone too far. Because we have given up as women our primary role as a mother, which is very, very sacrificial in my sense. It's not something that I want. I don't have children because I want them. It's part of who I am. And it started with feminism, wanting to be where motherhood was put in a lower category, as, you know, I have to be successful in all things, and motherhood is secondary rather than primary. And so why not? So women are having a tough time who believe that we should have it all, saying motherhood is primary. And I'll tell you why it's sacrificial. There's a story of King Solomon, and two women came up to King Solomon, and they said, and they claimed a baby, and they wanted Solomon to decide whose baby it was. And Solomon said, well, why don't we cut the baby in half and give each of you half of it? And one woman said, no, don't do that. She can have the baby. And he knew that was the mother because she was the one to sacrifice.
Yes.
So
I don't. Go ahead. Finish up.
It's a feminine. It's primal. Even when we're giving birth, it is a primal need to keep those babies alive.
Sure.
And abortion is also devalued the value of our being mothers, and devalued the keeping the people alive because it's not convenient to us. So,
Linda, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't follow all that, but maybe other people it'll make sense to. Brian, you're next on WTIC. Hi.
Hello there. I'm not a birthing mother or mother any other way, but
you could be a birthing person, though, and I think that's part of the point of the language change. They want all people to be birthing people.
Well, when I met my wife of 30 plus years, she had a daughter, and the daughter and I became daughter and father.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a biological father, so does that be just leave me, I'm a nothing, or what?
I guess, I think maybe society, I'm a step-parent as well, and I think the step-parenting doesn't get as much credibility anyway. For
I never even liked the term step.
Well, whatever it's called.
You are
different. You are a different kind of father. But in some ways, so biological parents always say, "Oh, there's nothing more powerful that's ever happened to me than having this child." And
yeah.
I feel the same way about being a step parent. I don't know that you can feel any stronger attachment if you are helping a young person become a big person. That's a pretty powerful experience.
You know, and I've helped the grandkids out, but, you know, does that, I'm not a grandfather?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Brian. I totally, totally go along with that. 860-522-9842. Before we get to Gladys, let me just explain this thing to you. Because we're talking about the Democrats eliminating from the Joe Biden budget the guiding document of his government, is now calling mothers birthing people instead of mothers. In its 2022 fiscal year budget released recently, the U.S. government has replaced the word mothers with birthing people in a section that deals with bringing down maternal mortality rates. The United States has the highest maternal mortality rates among developed nations, with an unacceptably high mortality rate for Black, American, Indian, Alaskan, Native, and other women of color, according to the policy document, and lists a range of measures to help end this high rate of maternal mortality and race-based disparities in outcomes among birthing people. The use of the term has been mocked by many, including President Joe Biden's Republican opponents, and has once again ignited the debate about woke culture carrying things too far. Conservatives are now calling this woke bogey, I don't know what they're saying. Woke bogey to derail important long overdue conversations. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, it is woke culture carrying things too far, isn't it? 860-522-9842. And Gladys. Hello there.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to ask. Hey, what's up, Todd?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I think that we ought to send this guy a Mother's Day card. I mean, you know, it's like I've never had children, but I've been godmother. I've been aunt. I've been, you know, a mother to my nieces. It's a title that's well-deserved, and I can't understand why someone want to take that title away from someone who really earned it.
Well, because they want to, they don't want to do anything to that would be an affront to the trans community.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's life. We can't always get what we want.
But if you try sometimes...
you just might find you get what you need.
Yeah, which is a call from Gladys. That's all anybody needs. Thank you, Gladys. 860-522-WTIC, 751-4698. That's the rant line. Rudy in Florida, where are you driving?
Hey, Todd, I was singing the fight song for the Eagles to Anthony, but I wanted to touch on what you said, and you're a music lover, so you might like this. I grew up in Chicago, lived in Boston, Philly, and Houston, so I've seen the Democrat Party with their racism and their words, and when I got off, when I got off of Odyssey yesterday, Disturbed, who took Simon Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. Hello, darkness, my friend. I've come to talk to you again. The second set of lyrics is exactly what Democrats do. Talking when not speaking and listening when not hearing. And it's sad because that's their voter base. They listen but don't hear. They're just so misled.
Now I have to look up this. So it's really easy to not follow the logic of what's going on, especially when you just get this overwhelming. So are you talking about the verse that starts in Restless Dreams, I Walked Alone? Narrow streets of cobblestone?
Many people,
You're talking about the sounds of silence, right? The sounds of silence?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just reading the lyrics.
People gathering or something like that, and then it goes into people listening but not hearing, people talking.
Yeah, in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence.
That's the Democrat voter base, and that is why they get away.
I've come to talk with you again.
Yeah, you gotta go to the third verse though, Anthony.
Play the newer version, it's better. Disturbed.
Who's the new version by?
It's called Disturbed. The artist was Disturbed.
Disturbed. Oh, okay. Yeah, that would fit actually.
The artist
good.
Was Disturbed.
Yeah, that would be rock.
Art Garfunkel was a little disturbed too, I think. 860-522-9842. Let's grab ourselves a little quick commercial update here. And then we'll talk more on WTIC.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, it's WTIC. We're trying to figure out this latest insanity from the left. Do you think this will become a normalized form of speech? So much of the stuff they do is appalling at the beginning, and then it just gets pounded into the culture, and then it becomes normalized. Will we soon be calling mothers birth people?
No.
It sounds like invaders, though, from outer space, doesn't it, Anthony?
That won't happen, though.
Here come the birth people.
Yeah, the birthing people. That won't happen. Come on. People are smarter than that.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have faith.
You know, the Democrats are partners with the media. The media will instantly switch over to eliminating the word mother. Unless they, you know, if there's a commercial imperative, that could put a damper on it and slow it down. We'll see. 860-522-WTIC. John, hello.
Hey, Todd. You know, it's kind of sad we've gone down this road because we're making great strides in neonatal care and obstetrics in improving the birthing process for all nationalities, all mothers, all families. This is something healthcare providers have been doing for years now, and even more so now than ever. And it makes you think that certainly the enemies that we have out there, and I certainly would include Russia and Iran, and certainly China, this doesn't go unnoticed. They look at this and they see more divisiveness, and certainly in the case of China, they applaud it. And you see that manifested in the fact that they are going out and acquiring fertility clinics. Is it to give better birthing experiences to minorities? No. This is really something that is the height of divisiveness, and it's gone too far, in my opinion.
Well, everything's gone too far, hasn't it? I mean, this is the age we live in. Take everything too far. Go absolutely wild. Make sure everything you're doing, talking about the political class, make sure everything you're doing is strictly for the benefit of winning. Nothing else matters but winning. That's what I think's gone too far.
Yeah, it's a shame. Thanks, Todd. Take care.
Thank you, John. Let's try Leslie next in Vernon. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Todd. So, in order to be a birthing people, you need another person. So now
you're
going to call fathers sperm donor people?
Sperm people. Now, that sounds like a horror movie. The invasion of the sperm people. Oh, my. The world is going absolutely nuts. Isn't it, Leslie?
It definitely has gone crazy.
Yes. Thank you for the phone call. And they want it crazy. They're doing this to us on purpose. They know what they're up to.
It is like that, though. That's a good comparison.
It is. Why replace mothers with the phrase birthing people? The term birthing people...
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, if there's any group of people that can stand up against something like this, it is mothers. You better believe they'll push against it.
Yes, they should have mothers against drunk legislating. You know how the legislature is always up on the top floor of the garage?
Oh, my God.
Mothers against drunk lawmaking. Maybe that's how to do it. The term birthing people is from the realm of trans rights activism, and is a step towards making vocabularies, listen, making vocabularies less rigid in terms of gender, so that people beyond binary gender identities can be included and represented. Other such terms include chest feeding instead of breastfeeding, menstruating people or menstruators instead of menstruating women, which author J.K. Rowling famously took offense to. That's what she took offense to? Hallelujah for J.K. Rowling. I never heard about chest feeding. Had you heard about that? This is for your generation, Anthony, in case you aspire someday to chest feed your child.
I don't.
But I thought men have breasts. They call it breast cancer for men. So why is the language change necessary?
Well,
this is gratuitous.
Some men have breasts. Not all. Some do.
It's not a value judgment. It's just a thing. It's there. It's just, you know that all fetuses, whatever they are, their embryos, start out as females. And then at some point, either it's like one of those switches of the track. Either you get switched onto another track or you stay female. But all of the apparatus is designed to be replicated. It's one creature that gets a little reconfiguration just for show in terms of breasts and genitalia. That's what the switching station is for. So every kid starts out a girl, And then I think I've got this right. And then you go to the track and there's a fork. And if you're supposed to be a guy, then you get switched over. And sometimes the track doesn't move all the way over. You know, it gets stuck in the middle and you go down a bumpy road in the middle with, it's not a smooth ride if you're not on the track anymore. Anyway, that's what this is all about, I think. It's nature. That's how nature rolls. 860-522-9842. Call the rant line, 860-751-4698. We take your comments there. We play them during the 5 o'clock hour. We have ourselves a good old time with that stuff, too. We do. We've got a bunch of other stuff to get into as well during the next hour. So, we'll do that. What time do you want me out? I haven't gotten used to this schedule yet, this 2 o'clock.
You have another minute.
Another minute. Okay. Good. So I've got some other sound cuts we'll be playing. Oh, how about a rant? We can get a rant in here. Because I got a ton of leftover rants from yesterday.
Well,
here's a
Todd,
Short one.
I finally figured out what BLM stands for. Burn, loot, and maraud.
Did I play that one yesterday? Do you remember, Anthony? It's hard to remember because we play them during
the day.
Thank you,
Todd. My message is, why is it a mistake that the teachers in the teachers' union care more about their union, their pay, and how much they make than our children's education? All they do is teach them reading, writing, and racism.
No, that's not a bad line. 860-522-WTIC. All right, we're going to get a news update and continue on this radio station, News Talk 1080.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.